Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Well, the whole country is talking about it. It's the biggest sporting event to hit Australia since the 2000 games in Sydney, and you are listening to the only radio station with exclusive coverage of it, Zach.
Of course, we are talking about the mixed netball game happening this evening in Newcastle, featuring our very own team, the Chili Peppers.
Yeah. Well, I like to think of them as our team. I mean, you and I have never pulled on a bib for the Chili Peppers, but in our hearts, they're our team.
They're the whole country's team.
I think so. And
we need to get behind them.
Yeah.
We need to support them because we did get the exclusive rights last night.
Last night we did. We secured the exclusive rights to the broadcast of their matchup tonight against Just For A Laugh, which is the local derby, Zach, the big match.
I couldn't sleep last night, Dom.
No.
It was killing me. Would the Chili Peppers step up to the moment and take the medal that is theirs?
It's a real big moment for us as well as broadcasters. Obviously, we've been feeling nervous. Are we up for such a big moment, such a historic occasion? All I'll say is, on this radio station, you won't hear about this netball match anywhere else.
No.
This is the only place that
has exclusive.
It.
It's exclusive. I mean, Channel 7 paid $48 million, was it?
$40 million, something around that.
For the rights to broadcast the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, and they'd be filthy.
They'd be so angry because we got the rights to the netball for free.
Yeah, and I think I know which people are going to be listening in for. So, all right, in the next half hour, we have the exclusive coverage of this netball lineup.
But look, up next, the Chili Peppers did take the court tonight.
Yep.
I don't know if they can do what they do without our support, Dom.
That's right.
So I feel like we're sending messages to the Australian athletes on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
The Chili Peppers are going to need the same type of backing.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast at the moment. Channel 7 bought the broadcast rights for around $40 million. So we're very restricted.
We can't say a thing, really. It's
off
limits.
What we can talk about. However, that doesn't even matter.
Who cares?
Because last night on the show, we got the exclusive rights to a sporting event of our own.
Yes, we did.
We're just a small netball mixed team. Shout out to Chili Peppers. Go team.
Yep.
Play on Thursday night. Undefeated.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
You are listening to the exclusive broadcast of the Chili Peppers mixed netball team from Newcastle.
That's right, Zach. We beat out all the other media competition to get the rights to this one. And tonight we do have this broadcast. And before we, you know, really find out what the results have been, before we get to that part of it, we just wanted to take this opportunity to give messages of support to the Chili Peppers.
Because that's what we do to our Aussie athletes, don't we?
Well, did you ever...
When they're at one of these big festivals or carnivals or Olympics, whatever it is.
Well, I once recorded a message for the, I think it was the 2004 games in Athens. My whole primary school class recorded a message of support to the athletes.
What did you say?
Oh, just, you know, good luck over there, guys. Good luck, bring home some gold. And you know what? They did.
I think the Chili Peppers need us to get behind them. So on 131060, give us a call with your message of support.
Mm.
For the Chili Peppers.
This is the most talked about sporting event in the country this year, and this is your chance to be a part of it, to lend your voice to support this team, this great team we all know and love.
I can start it off, Dom. Chili
yes,
Peppers, this is for you.
Mm.
You've already made us proud just getting there.
Yep, 100%.
You fill us with pride when we see you out on that court.
Yep.
Obviously, we don't want to see any ball tampering,
no.
So make sure you keep the sandpaper in your backpacks and don't bring it out on the court. Besides that, shoot straight.
Yep.
Shoot strong.
Mm.
And shoot for the stars.
Beautiful stuff, Zach. I'd like to air a message of support as well, if I could, to the Chili Peppers.
What would you like to say?
I'd just like to say to Chloe and the entire Chili Peppers team, you know, it's moments like these that make or break you. And I know that many of you would have struggled to sleep last night, would have struggled to get through today with the nerves. But this entire country's got your back, guys. This entire country wants to see you lift up that, maybe not trophy, but small 4 points or something on the local leaderboard. I don't entirely know how it works, but we just want to get behind you in this one, Chili Peppers, and we want to see you be red hot.
Australia, the Chili Peppers need you. 131060.
Yes.
Call with your message of support right now. We got Jaden on the Gold Coast. Jaden, what's your message?
What's going on, girls? What's going on?
Oh, look, we're excited, Jaden. How are you feeling?
I'm good, mate. Look, I've just got a short message here, but, girls, but listen to me, all right? You need to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Beautiful, Jaden. And you know what I love, yes. Zach? Jaden is at the Gold Coast, yes, where the games are taking place.
He doesn't care about that.
Couldn't care less about the Commonwealth Games. Let's get into the Chili Peppers. I love it, Jaden.
Dylan, in Newcastle, what's your message of support for the Chili Peppers?
Hey.
Dylan.
Chili Peppers are just amazing. They're just awesome. Like, they play hard, they play strong, and they made it to the finals, and they're playing next week on the finals, so...
Well, you must,
they win that, and
yeah, you must be choking up a bit, Dylan, with emotion here supporting them.
Yeah, definitely. Go there every week, and they're just sweet. Like, they always get all the hoops, and Chloe, the team captain, she keeps them in line and makes sure they win every week.
Dylan, it sounds like that you followed them since the beginning, and now you're seeing them
definitely
in the big time. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good, and, you know, just... I'll always be their number one fan.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Dylan? I think a lot of people around the country would say they're the number one fan of the Chili Peppers.
Yep.
But you may well have that title. You may well have it. Beautiful messages.
Marissa in Newcastle as well. We can see the Chili Peppers causing quite a stir in Newcastle.
The city of Newcastle's coming together behind this team.
What's your message of support?
Loving Chili Peppers, loving the mixed team and girls continuing on in sport. Brilliant to see. They're doing awesome. Go Chili Peppers.
Go Chili Peppers.
Beautiful. And Marissa, would you say this has changed the town of Newcastle this evening?
Definitely feeling the vibe, feeling the energy. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I hear that if you walk down the main drag of Newcastle right now, everyone's in a netball bib.
That's it.
Just a sign of support for the Chili Peppers.
Well, I actually heard that Charles and Camilla have left the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
They've hopped straight on a chartered flight down to Newcastle because they wanted to be there to support the Chili Peppers tonight, Zach. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Just stirring stuff there. Beautiful messages.
We are now just minutes away from finding out what happened in the Chili Peppers game this evening.
Mm.
Stand by, because this is the biggest sporting event to ever hit this nation.
And we can confirm you won't hear it anywhere else.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We can't talk about the Commonwealth Games because Channel 7 paid $40 million for the exclusive broadcast rights. But you know what? It doesn't bother us because we have been able to secure the rights to our own sporting event.
Tonight, the whole world turns its attention to a sporting event taking place in Australia. Of course, we're talking about...
the social mixed netball match in Newcastle.
You're listening to the exclusive broadcast of the showdown between...
the Chili Peppers.
And their arch rivals.
Just for a laugh.
A matchup like this only comes around once every...
Thursday night.
Now, we cross to the state of the art.
Court 3.
At the world famous...
local multi-purpose indoor sports facility.
Our reporter Chloe stands by.
The captain of the Chili Peppers, Chloe, is now welcome to the post-match press conference. Chloe, the whole nation is waited with bated breath. What happened in the Chili Peppers verse Just for Laughs earlier this evening?
It was a tough game, I'm not going to lie. Half-time came and I wasn't sure if we were going to make it through. It was 1-1.
Ooh.
I was stressed. The whole team was stressed, but we huddled together. We sang a cheer, put our hands in, and we ended up pulling through and winning by 8.
Whoa!
8 points!
Chili Peppers, come on!
That is a flogging!
Wow!
Well, we were laughing, but the other team wasn't.
No.
But, I mean, that's going to be the headline. Not laughing anymore, just for laughs.
Wow, Chloe, so who would you say was best on court tonight? Obviously, yourself can be a valid answer.
Look, shout out to our centre. She was a gun. Honestly, the whole team was just fantastic. We had a different goal shooter in Claudia. She just popped every single goal straight in.
Beautiful.
Had a new goalkeeper. He was just jumping left, right and centre, and goal defence was on point.
Chloe,
shout out to the whole team. Aaron, Libby, Isaac, Dylan, myself, Claudia.
Never seen that at the Olympics. The captain's doing a shout-out through the whole team, but that's okay, Chloe.
Yeah, I like it because then these names are etched in Australian sporting history now as we sit here at the press conference.
There has been a little bit of controversy, Chloe. I have heard a few of the Chili Peppers might have been out a little late last night, and some people are saying that wasn't the best preparation.
Look, we like to celebrate with a win.
Yep.
But no one tampered with our ball, so okay. It's okay.
All right, you know
what? Well, jumping on the front foot there, Chloe. No one accused you of that. It's okay. I think what Chloe's saying, Dom, is like it doesn't matter about the preparation when you come away with a win.
Well, that's
you
true.
Guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
If we're winning, it doesn't matter.
Chloe, beautifully, not only is Chloe great on court, great as a captain, but she's great at deflecting the hard questions
Look,
from the press.
She's deflecting the hard questions. She's giving shout-outs to all her players. I think some of our pros on the Gold Coast, Dom, could learn a thing or two from Chloe.
Well, I've seen Australia's won a few golds already in the Gold Coast. Forget that. Couldn't care less about that, Chloe, because what's next for the Chili Peppers? Are you in near finals now? What's the story?
Well, finals, I'm glad you asked. Finals are next week. We haven't got a confirmed time yet, but we're expecting a bigger crowd than both Newcastle Jets and the Knights. So if you can get a ticket now, I'd say jump on that wagon before they're all sold out.
Are tickets expensive, Chloe?
No, it's free, but like they just have tickets to get so packed out.
Well, you know, Zach, when Ed Sheeran was in Australia recently, people were camping out days in advance to get a good spot. I imagine outside the netball facility right now, people have tents. People are setting up to be there for this.
I tell you what, Chloe, if you start putting posters around, come see Chili Peppers for free, I can guarantee you that place is going to be full next week.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We were watching the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony last night, and Dom, you remarked that there are a lot more countries in the world than you were aware of.
Well, they were doing the Parade of Nations.
And
right?
It goes for like 6 hours.
Oh, you know, the first 30 seconds to a minute, maybe two or 3 minutes, you're like, this is fun. And then you start thinking, geez, a lot of countries out there.
So I thought, if I made up some countries, would you be able to tell the difference between real countries and fake countries? And that's why we're playing Is It a Country?
I'll be honest, I don't back myself in this because there were a lot walking through last night that I was like, has that just become a country? Did they have a meeting last year and induct a few new ones?
You're not so great with your countries, although you did tell me about half an hour ago that you thought that you knew a fair few.
We'll see how you go.
I think you're pretending, you're playing up that you don't know. I think on the inside, you think you're going to come out pretty smart.
Yeah, I actually do. I reckon I'll get 3 from 3 here. Let's play Is It a Country?
First one, Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan. Is it a country?
Okay, well, I know Turkey's a country.
Yeah.
Pretty confident about that. And I know there's a few countries that end in Manistan or something similar.
Yeah.
But I reckon you've melded two together. I don't think that's a country.
Incorrect, Dom.
What?
It's a country in Central Asia bordered by the Caspian Sea. This is the national anthem.
Oh, that's beautiful.
If Turkmenistan is participating in the Commonwealth Games this weekend, I didn't look up whether they were.
Okay, well.
I hope you go well.
It's a rousing song they've got, though. What a national anthem. Okay, I can pick it up. Still can do 2 from 3.
Next one, Ghanistan.
Ghanistan. Okay, well, I know Ghana's a country. Now, based on the last one, you could have just chucked Stan on the end of it.
I could have, but that's what you thought I did the first time.
It
and you were wrong.
I was wrong. So I'm going to say this time that is a real country.
Incorrect. I made that up. 0 from 2.
Really?
Yeah, so you're right. Ghana's a country.
Yeah.
And lots of countries end in Istan.
So that's
how I came up with that.
There's a piece of music here titled for the second one.
Yeah, that's Turkmenistan's national anthem again. I have to.
Okay.
You could be, if I put only two national anthems in the system, you'd be able to figure out that one was a fake.
Well, that's crafty. That's very crafty of you. Okay, well, that's... Do you know what? I reckon 33%'s a pass in this game.
No.
So let's get this last
one
right.
I think you're
going
for 0 from 3.
Is it a country? Come on.
The last country. Yep. Liechtenstein. Is Liechtenstein a country? You'd know there's a lot of countries ending in Stein as well.
I would. How many?
We've moved over a little bit.
I feel...
We're now in Europe.
I personally feel as though if there is a country that started with Liechten, that people would have that as the butt of jokes.
Liechtenstein.
So I reckon that is not a country.
Incorrect again.
Oh, come on!
Liechtenstein is a small country next to Germany. It's one of the smallest countries in the world. This is their national anthem.
Just an instrumental cover?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it has words. It's a very, very small country.
They haven't got around to writing them. Actually, that sounds pretty similar to... Is that the British national anthem? Something like that. All right.
0 from 3, Dom.
Right. Okay, well...
We're doing Dom's World Tours next year. We're taking on Kentucky. He doesn't know where we're going, and he doesn't know anything about the country.
Pack your bags for Ghana, Stan.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Unfortunately, Zach, I have made a teenager fail their driving test earlier today. It is 100% my fault, the reason they failed.
That seems like a really mean thing to do.
I didn't do it on purpose, though. Okay. It was completely accidental, and I think you'll take my side and understand where I'm coming from when I share this.
What happened?
So I was at a shopping complex, and there's like a driving center, you know, a transport center in the complex. And so driving tests go in and out from the car park there all day long. It's where I got my license, you know, what, like 6, 7, 8 years ago. Mm. And I was in there today picking up because, you know, we're getting into the colder months of the year. You know, I'm a hypochondriac. So I went to a chemist to get some cold medications.
Okay. Which, fair enough.
Well, I know that you like to get stuck into me, but I like to be stocked up.
No, it's totally fine to get cold medication.
Yeah.
But you usually spend a few $100 on it.
$180 today.
I thought you weren't doing that anymore. Last year you said you weren't going to do it anymore.
Yeah, but then they started working again. I think so at least. Anyway, the point is
What do you mean how they started working? You don't have a cold.
Yeah, well, no sick days for me this year.
Anyway, moving on.
So I bought this cold meds, right? And I'm walking back to my car down in the car park. And this is when I see a kid coming in clearly for his test. He's got the, you know how like the assessors have those high-vis vests on, right? So there's a guy in the car next to him with a high-vis vest on holding a clipboard. Marking things down, and they're both smiling. So I'm thinking this kid's passed.
Yeah.
And I reckon he's just been told that he's passed as well. Which yeah, and that would be an exciting moment for any person, right? You got your license, congratulations. I'm on the crossing in front of them as they're driving towards me, and the kid's slowing down a little bit. Anyway, I'm not the most coordinated person in the world, Zach. So I accidentally trip, and my cold medication goes flying everywhere in front of me.
Okay, yep.
I distract this kid so much. Now, I'm not 100% certain this is my fault, but I'm pretty confident it was my distraction that he drives into a pole.
Oh, no. So the cold medication has stopped you from getting a cold. It's also stopped this kid from getting their license.
It's like the final test. It's like the big boss at the end of a video game.
They
passed all these other tests on the road. Now can you maintain your composure as an uncoordinated mid-20s man drops cold medications in front of him and falls over?
It does remind me of like the shooting ranges you see the police do. Yeah. And they have the cardboard cutouts jump out. And they've got to determine whether it's a threat or not. And so you've dripped over on the road in a comic style.
Oh, completely.
And they've
comic.
Got to overt the danger. So did they swerve because you threw stuff out in front of them? Did they swerve into a pole?
They swerved to avoid me falling with the stuff into a pole.
Did you go up and talk to them afterwards? Did you see what
it was like? It wasn't like a heavy collision. They were going pretty slow. So it was a slight ding, right? But that's enough to foul you. A slight ding.
You don't want to hit any poles at any time.
And as I walked past the car, I pick all my stuff up and put it back in the bag. And I walk past the car and I just see the driving instructor shaking his head and making what looked like bad marks. And the kid's got his head in his hands. So all I'm saying is that my lack of coordination has cost me all throughout my life.
Yeah, it cost you your license at one stage.
It did cost
and now it's
license.
Cost this kiddie's license.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Slogans Heroes.
Dom, we want to test how effective advertising is.
Mm.
So this is Slogans Heroes, where we're given a brand name.
Yep.
We have 30 seconds to try to recall or come up with what the slogan is.
Now, we haven't got one of these right in about 3 or 4 weeks of playing Slogans Heroes.
So the advertising's not working. It's not because we're not very intelligent.
No, it's
nothing
to do
with us. It's the ad's fault.
I blame the ads. All right, what's our first brand tonight, Zach? And
we've got an envelope in front of me. Our first brand is Lorna Jane.
Right, we've got 30 seconds. Lorna Jane. Now, it would be all about be your best self, surely. That would be the angle Lorna Jane would go down.
I think it would be something like, for when you want to make it look like you're exercising, but you're not.
Right. Do you reckon they'd put in the when you're not? Or do you reckon they just say to look like you're exercising?
I think it will be feel good on the inside and out.
That's pretty good. Feel good. No, feel good, look good.
Feel good, look good. Okay.
Oh, time's up. All right, what do we got? Feel good, look good.
Opening up the envelope. Lorna Jane's slogan is active living.
Yeah.
I get it, because it's like active wear.
It's pretty good, but feel good, look good's much better.
I think what some of these brands try to do, and I commend it, is they try to get their slogans down to as minimal words as possible.
Yeah, so maybe we should stop going sentences.
Sometimes we guess paragraphs. What's the next brand you've got there?
Next brand, 30 seconds on the clock for Doritos.
Okay. Well, Dom, this is your category.
This should be me. I nearly went finger licking good, but I think that's KFC.
I was thinking finger licking as well. I was thinking tastes good under the tongue, tastes good on the fingers 3 hours later.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. I would say Doritos, I mean, if we're going honest slogans, it would be something like keep them away from Dom. Certainly a slogan they should look
at. Don't last in the cupboard very long.
Doritos is a tricky one. I don't think I've looked at the packet for long enough.
The pyramid of life.
I don't think it's the pyramid of life, Zach.
That makes sense.
I think it's flavor explosion or intense explosion or something like that. Oh, time's up.
Flavor explosion. Okay.
Flavor explosion. If it's the pyramid of life, I'll buy you a packet of Doritos. How's that? Here we go. Doritos is for the bold. What?
The bold flavor.
Now that's awful, Doritos. Come on. Great shit, bad slogan.
That's Dom's assessment. I actually think Pyramid of Life is good.
Yeah, well,
it's like Circle of Life, right, because they're a pyramid, like a triangle.
Okay.
You get it?
No, I do. Let's
get
the last one.
Our last brand is Birkenstock. I'm going to be honest, no idea what that is.
All right, well, the 30 seconds is on. Birkenstocks is those sandals, isn't it? The old looking.
Are they like leather?
Kind of. They look more like what people wore 2,000 years ago.
Like Jesus sandals.
Yeah, Jesus sandals. I think that's what Birkenstocks are.
Oh, well. How about that for a celebrity endorsement?
Oh, if they aren't using biblical lines to advertise Birkenstocks, they're making a mistake.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, they're pretty cool. People like that's a trendy item of Birkenstock. I'm wondering if it's bringing back the classics, something like that, or do you want to go what Jesus wore as an alternative?
the less well-known slogan to what would Jesus do? Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Birkenstocks is German engineering for your feet. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. It's not bad. Not as good as what Jesus wore. But you know what? It's a good effort anyway.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson is going to try to catch a javelin.
Yes, I am concerned about my safety, of course.
Also, Kim Kardashian sat through 6 hours of the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony.
I would say if I had one regret, that would be it. If I were to live my life again, obviously I wouldn't do that again.
And Donald Trump isn't enjoying the Lawn Bowls event.
Well, they had many balls. They had like 10, 12 balls. Who wants to have like 10 different balls?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, our country needs us.
Well, I mean, look, that's a dramatic way to start a sentence, Zach. I'm happy to help out.
Well, more specifically, I think maybe your expertise might be needed here. Christopher Lee has got in contact with us on Facebook. He's from America.
Yep.
He's asked us a question about Australian culture. He's attached a photo of hundreds and thousands biscuits.
Okay.
You know, the biscuit with like a pink icing.
Yep.
Hundreds and thousands on top.
Goes by a few different names. Honestly, I would say when you're a kid, one of the top biscuits alongside TikToks.
Yep.
TikToks and your hundreds and thousands are the cream of the crop.
Did you ever eat a TikTok at the time it said on the biscuit?
No, I couldn't wait that long. Okay. If I did, it was pure coincidence. I didn't wait out for that.
That was a great laugh.
I do know, though, that any day you checked your lunchbox and there was one of those two biscuits in there, it was a good day.
Christopher Lee has attached his photo to the message and he says, please explain this thing to the American, referring to himself as an American.
Sure.
Someone in the office brought this back from Australia. Mm. He's confused. He's perplexed.
What do you mean? What is it?
What are hundreds and thousands?
Okay, well, hold on a second. Are we learning that America doesn't have hundreds and thousands of biscuits? Because I'll be honest, I thought America had thought of all of the junk food. I thought they'd nailed confectionery. If they don't have this, what a... The joy we could bring to the American civilization.
So, Dom, I was wondering if you could explain to Christopher what hundreds and thousands of biscuits are in your own words.
Okay, well, it is the closest we've reached to heaven as a species, is my first statement. Obviously, you take a delicious plain biscuit. I reckon slightly sweetened. I'm not sure if it's one of those Nice or Nice biscuits, whatever they're called, but something like that. That probably doesn't help in America. Just a general sweet biscuit.
Okay, you started so strong with closest to heaven. Now you're really getting bogged down in what type of biscuit the base is.
I will say that hundreds and thousands were probably 50% of my diet from ages 8 through to 15.
Yep.
They take up a smaller portion these days. Unfortunately, there's very few gluten-free options. But I
are there no gluten-free hundreds and thousands?
No, sadly not that I've been able to find so far.
Okay, well, there's your life ambition right there. You could change celiacs forever. You could be famous in celiac circles.
Well, I remember having a big argument one
celiac
day.
Circles is what they're called. That's what we're going to call them. Celiac hundreds and thousands, gluten-free, will be called celiac circles.
We can work on that. I do have a story about hundreds and thousands biscuits, right?
What's that?
Which I should share with you because I remember
please do.
Where I went to a friend's place once to hang out. This is probably grade five or maybe six, and they had hundreds and thousands biscuits. And anyway, I asked them how many they would have in one sitting, right? And they said, you know, maybe three, maybe four. And I was shocked. I was like, you have that many in one sitting? And they're like, three or four is not that many. And I'm like, I only have one. And they're like, really? And we quickly established I was talking about packets.
That's where the confusion was, which would have, what, 15?
Yeah, something like that. So you can imagine me thinking three or four packets. I mean, I got to lift my game.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Dom's Google history.
Dom, you can learn so much about someone by what they search on the internet. That's why each week we go through your Google search history. You don't know what we found. Yep. You don't know what we're going to read out, but you have to explain why you Googled the weird and wonderful things you did.
Now, as you were just looking through my phone then, you were having quite a big laugh, which terrifies me because I, as usual, have no memory of what I've Googled. So
you Google some weird stuff.
What do you
got? The first one was last night, Thursday at 12:49 a.m. What is the easiest Commonwealth game sport to get into? Mate, it's too late to make a run at the games now. Both because of your age and because they're literally happening as we speak.
I was just wondering if
you could get into lawn bowls.
Well, it's funny. So here's the thing. I was wondering if there was like one I could get into, what would be the most likely?
Well, see, lawn bowls is usually a little bit older and you need to have skill and talent, but it's not about strength or speed.
Or age, necessarily. Yeah. So what I did do, there was this website which you filled out all your stuff about your athletic abilities, your height, your strength, all these sorts of things, and it would come up with the athletic sport most gifted to you.
What'd you get?
I got lawn balls, funnily enough. So I was pretty happy with
that.
You're
not a weightlifter.
Not a weightlifter. No.
You're not a sprinter or a runner of any kind.
Triathlon was my lowest ranked one. to the point it actually said there was something in there about medically don't attempt or something along those lines. So, do you know what? Get ready, lawn bowls team. Dom Fay will be there for 2022.
Thursday at 2:04 a.m. Is it illegal to have Christmas lights up when it's not Christmas?
Okay. What? Is that a ridiculous
thing?
What
you think at jails across the country? They're like, what are you in for? I kept my Christmas tree up for too long. Oh, geez, don't mess with you.
Well, no, I was driving home the other night and I went away. I don't normally go, just for a bit of variety. And I noticed that a house out the front, now I couldn't tell if they were just general fairy lights or if these were still up from Christmas lights.
But why would it be illegal?
I don't know. Well, these, you know, you can't leave your bins out too long. That's all recently, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. Makes sense. Let's move on.
No, I'm just saying, if you get fined if you leave your bins out more than a few days.
Yeah.
In a similar way, you're putting something out there for the whole world to see. Now, you may laugh. In San Diego, if you haven't brought your Christmas lights in by, I think it's February the 2nd, you can get $10,000 fines.
What do you think of that?
I'm on board. I actually
really?
I'm completely on board. It's got to be, you know, I love Christmas, but it has to be restrained to Christmas. If you're bringing it into the middle of the year, into April, you're ruining Christmas for
and
everyone.
What we're hearing is a future politician with the platform that they'll be running on.
That's it. Or you just have to have a good argument why they're fairy lights, not Christmas lights, and you get off probably.
Your next Google search was also a legal question.
Okay.
Monday at 3:42 p.m. Are the police still arresting people for torrenting? That's the Google search of someone who's just done some illegal downloading.
Oh, no.
Were the police ever arresting people for torrenting?
Or there's that Dallas Buyers Club thing where some people downloaded.
Oh, but I think people were, like, sued. But no, I think they were arrested.
People are in jail for that,
people
aren't they?
People are in jail for downloading Dallas Buyers Club.
Wasn't that the story that people are going to go to jail?
What's the answer?
He's Googling. He's looking it up at the moment. I thought some people went to jail for downloading.
I thought they just got crazy fines.
Oh, possible. Very possible. He's saying nobody's in jail. Okay. So no one's in jail. And I don't think anyone even got fined in the end. Okay, so, well, my point was, Zach,
you better get home and start downloading.
I know there was a stage they were really chasing it, pre-Netflix. Yep. They were really going hard at it. And I was like, have they just stopped caring? Is it kind of like the teachers in grade 11 no longer caring if you wear your hat or not? They're like, oh, too late. Couldn't care anymore. Do you know what I mean?
I can't relate to that. I went to a state school. Right, okay. Hats was the last thing they cared about.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Just before we get out of here, Zach, I saved a gecko's life earlier in the week, and I'm pretty sure it might think I'm its mum now. And I'm not entirely.
That's not how nature works.
Well, no, I think it might be though, like adopted mother. I mean, I don't know why I said mother, not father, but basically, it looks at me parentally now.
Maybe it just has committed its life to being in debt to you. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with parents.
That's possible. And if that's true, I'm going to raise a whole gecko fleet to fight my wars.
What happened? I've got a lot of geckos at my house, so I consider myself a bit of a gecko expert. In fact, driving home last night.
Yeah.
I looked on my passenger seat and there was a gecko.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's one living in my car.
Well, we can introduce our geckos to each other. We'll have like a play date.
Was yours in the car?
No, mine was in my bedroom. It was kind of caught between my window and like the fly screen, right? And I noticed it was caught in there and it looked trapped with how the window was shut. So this is on Monday. I let the gecko out and just put it on my windowsill. And I've now seen the gecko 3 or 4 times since and gradually getting closer to me. So the first time was an unusual one. It was in the bathroom looking at me when I was in the shower. And I was like, well, you know, I guess geckos aren't the sort to be doing anything inappropriate. So I'll allow that. The second time, Zach, I noticed the gecko was on top of my clothes or like a shirt I was going to wear for the day. Mm. It's gotten weird though, because I woke up today and I sleep in a queen size bed. And I, on my own, and I turned to my right as I rolled over, and on the pillow next to me was the gecko sprawled out, just staring at me with its eyes.
You guys have quite an intimate relationship, it seems.
My point is, I don't know where it's gone. I didn't see it after that. I'm a bit worried I'm going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be on my head or my arm or something like that. I don't know how to tell this gecko that I was just being a good guy saving its life. I don't want anything more than that.
Do you know what the reality is? It's not that you saved its life.
Yeah.
It's hanging around your room because there's lots of insects in there.
There's no insects in my room.
Well, why is it hanging around? That's what geckos eat. That's where they go.
Well, I can tell you I haven't seen a single insect
in my room. Yeah, because it's been eating all of them. It's very effective.
I'm happy to stick around then because honestly, I'm going through much less Mortein at the moment than I used to.
Yeah.
That is all we've got time for.
Nature's Mortein. That's what geckos are known as.
If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You can get the podcast there. We'll see you Monday at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.